For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team knocked off Concordia St. Paul last weekend. Head on the road to Augustana this weekend. Joined by senior running back Tahi Nomain out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. Tahi, how important was it in your mind for the offense to really get going early last week?
It was really important. I mean, we sort of came to a slow start when we played Winona. We couldn't get things going. We had some big plays, but if we would have got rolling earlier, I think we would have got more momentum and kept scoring. So it was really important for us to score this last weekend, and everybody contributed.
There were so many big plays. All 11 guys have to do their job on a big play. It's not just the offensive line. It's not just wide receivers blocking downfield for you guys. How much do all three phases, the line, the wideouts, the running backs, heck, even Jordy threw a heck of a block last week. How does everybody work together on that?
Like I said, everybody is out there as a team. It starts with the offensive line, first of all. If those guys get the push, it allows us to get through the holes, get the big plays, and then it allows us to get the play action as well. So everybody has to work as a team and contribute as a unit for us to make big plays and score.
I don't remember who was all on the field during Michael Washington's second touchdown run, but I'm guessing since he was, you weren't.
Yeah.
Where were you as that play was going on, and how focused on the play were you on the sideline?
Hey, I was on the sideline going crazy because at first I thought he was down, and then he popped right back up, and then our senior wide receiver, Blake Carter, kept telling him, come on, man, come on, let's score, let's score. And I was like, no, it was nuts. And a big congratulations to him, too, on getting SportsCenter top 8 as well.
Did you see it on ESPN or just hear about it?
I didn't get a chance to see it. I heard about it, though.
That says an awful lot about this team that now there's two guys who have been featured in the last handful of years. The other one, Jordan Niskoyak, he's now a graduate assistant coach here. But what's the publicity mean to you guys?
I mean, we try to be humble with it. It's obviously cool to be on SportsCenter and all that and bringing more attention to our program. But we just try to be cool and humble and try and go 1-0 every week.
Your high school career intrigues me. You played freshman ball as a freshman and sophomore ball as a sophomore, and then you moved, and because of transfer and eligibility rules, you didn't play your junior year. You played 1 year, then your senior year of varsity football, and all of a sudden you're a college running back.
Yeah.
How big was the learning curve that first year here on campus of just what the game all entails when you didn't get to play a ton of high school football?
It was really different for me. My teammates helped me learn the playbook. My running back coach, my old running back coach, helped me learn the playbook as well. And everybody just welcomed me as a young buck. And then, yeah, that's how things went.
How much more natural does the game come to you now that you've been there and done that for 4 years now?
I would say at first it was a little faster, but now I'm able to slow it down just a little bit, dictate the pace of the game, see the flows of the linebackers, read more precisely on the holes, I would say. So, yeah.
You're the pounder. Mike Washington's kind of the speed guy. Andrew Lukowski is kind of a combination of both of you guys. How do the three of you help the other two out and make them better?
I would say me being the pounder, I loosen the defense up a little bit for them, you know, and then Michael Washington comes in, you know, puts some moves on some cats. And then Drew, he's an all-around back, I would say. He had a really nice screen last week. Cut back like two times, and I was like, oh man. So yeah, we got a three-headed monster in the backfield, and we're really proud of that.
How much better does that make the offense?
I believe it makes the offense way better. Us and all our assets to the offense, and then Jordy throwing the ball as well with all our good receivers we have. I think our offense is pretty good.
What's it like going on the road with this team?
It's fun. You know, we just chill back, watch a lot of movies on the bus, crack some jokes, but when it's game time, everybody's locked in and we're ready to go.
All right, let's have some fun here. What is your dream car?
My dream car? Either a Benz, actually correct that, a Bentley truck, or a Murcielago.
Okay. What was your first job?
My first job ever was I was a worker at Super America.
That works. Any other college athletes in your family, either immediate family or extended family?
My uncle, he ran track at Mankato, and he also played football at Anoka too. So he was one of the main guys that pushed me to play at the next level as well.
What do you want to do when you're all grown up?
I'm currently working on my bachelor's in social work. So hopefully when football is over with, I can go work in a school or something, school environment, because that's what I want to do.
Best of luck.
Thank you.